Next, from Drury University Theater, the director and a couple of cast members from their current production or upcoming production, Godspell. And that will be the second production of Drury Theater's 2018-2019 season. Next Wednesday is the opening night, and then it runs all the way through November 17th in the Sunderland Studio Theater. That's the little studio theater that was just constructed, a couple of years ago in O'Bannon Hall at Drury?
Yes. Yeah. It was actually designed by our former faculty member, Robin Schraft, who unfortunately passed away. So
yes,
this is our second musical in the space, and we've also done the first show that we did this season. The play was there as well.
Right. And that is Josh Inman, who you were hearing describing that. And he brought with him Jordan Mauser and Mitch Johnson, two of the performers in Godspell. And again, it will run 7:30 p.m. November 7th through the 10th, and then again the 13th through the 17th. And I'll just leave it open to you guys to tell us about the show and about the production.
Yeah, sure. So one of the reasons when we were deciding what musical we wanted to do this year is really we wanted to focus on the community aspect. We're a pretty small department at Drury, but we're a strong department. Mm-hmm. And so we really wanted a musical that, you know, reflected those themes. And Godspell obviously is based on the Gospel according to Matthew, but it's really that's the vehicle that the story is told through. But it's really about community and coming together. So that was kind of just the best choice that we could come up with, and it's really been a fun process to put it together with these 11 actors. So
11 actors, and you guys, what are you doing in the show?
I'm playing the role of Jesus.
And I am in the ensemble.
Okay, so Jordan is playing Jesus, Mitch is in the ensemble, and all right, describe what we see you doing and hear from you.
Right. As Josh said, the show is really about community and about taking a group of people who originally don't really have much of a connection and really making them a very close community. And Jesus is kind of the driving force behind that. He's the one that comes in and takes all these people who are, kind of separate from one another and brings them all close together through, you know, teaching them lessons and playing games and stuff like that.
Okay, and as part of the ensemble, Mitch, what does that entail?
We are kind of Jesus's ragtag group of actors. We participate in these stories he's telling us and his teachings, and
you're not acting as the Jesus 12 apostles. In other words, this is
right. We are
a little different.
It's a series of different. We each play different characters, but yet we are of them and ourselves, and we help him tell his stories and his teachings through the entirety of the show. We are on stage the entire time. Acting, showing the story,
and of course singing.
Yeah.
Oh yes. There's the music and lyrics by Stephen Schwartz, and it's just a lot of really fun numbers. But it all, of course, ties into that community theme. So,
well, all right. The performances again of Godspell will be opening on Wednesday, November 7th. Opening next Wednesday, running through the 10th. Wednesday through Saturday. And then again, let's see. I'm going to look at the calendar here to make sure I've got the days right. The 13th through the 17th, that's actually a five-day run, Tuesday through Saturday nights. Mm-hmm. Those are all at 7:30 p.m. in Sunderland Studio Theater in O'Bannon Hall. How many people can be seated in that?
The really neat thing about that black box theater is every show is different. So this is actually
right because you can reconfigure
right.
the whole thing.
And so this is actually in the round, which is the first time we've done something like
okay.
that in that space. So we have about 70 seats per performance.
And a cast of 11 on stage. Tickets range all the way from $3 up to $14, and they're available at the Drury box office in the Wilhoit Theater lobby. Now, are they already available? Are they already
yes, they
on
are.
Sale?
Okay. They are on sale.
They are. The Wilhoit Theater box office is open Monday through Friday from 1 to 5 p.m. and then opens an hour before curtain on show days. So a lengthy two-week run of Godspell.
It is, yes. But, with limited seating, with 70 seats, and, you know, it's a popular title, so we wanted to make sure that everyone gets to see it who wants to.
And what kind of instrumental accompaniment do you have?
We have a three-piece band led by our music director, Beth Felucas. So, and right there in the space, they're part of the action as well. So,
is there anything? And I can't imagine that there would be with a show like this. But is there anything unusual? I mean, seriously, is there anything unusual with the setting of doing it in the round?
It's definitely been, I would say, in some aspects, it's been easier to stage because you know there's people everywhere. But also, you know, we've really had to be careful about being so close to the audience as well. You know, there's, spoiler alert, there's a crucifixion scene, and that's right there in the audience. So we had to be careful how we stage that. But I think it makes for a really interesting piece of theater.
You know, you're not doing it in a round, of course, you're not restricted to the whole proscenium thing, and thus you don't have conventional sets for this.
Right.
This is modern dress too, is it not? For the most part,
we're kind of setting it. It's very music festival vibe, kind of a bar vibe. So it is updated. It's definitely more modern.
Well, it is Godspell. It is the second production of Drury Theater's current season, and it will be performed November 10th through the 17th, 7:30 p.m. in O'Bannon Hall in the little Black Box Theater, Sunderland Studio Theater. Tickets available at 873-723-7255 or at the Wilhoit Theater box office lobby Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., and then the box office opens an hour before curtain on show days. For information, again, you can call 873-7255 or visit drury.edu/theater. Josh Inman from the faculty there is directing the show, and you will also see, among others in the cast, the old cast of 11, Jordan Mauser, who is playing Jesus, and Mitch Johnson, one of the hardworking 10 ensemble folks who play numerous roles in the show. Guys, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.